at the beginning of this homily, I'm going to say something that will probably sound crazy, that seems illogical, but that we know is true from what our Lord says today. Do you want one of the almost always sure-proof ways for causing division in your families, in your extended families, and among your friends? Make the decision that you are going to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Make the decision that you are going to choose out of love for Christ to embrace all the teachings of the church. And then watch out. It sounds crazy, right? But that's what our Lord says. I have come to cast fire on this earth. What's the fire? It's the fire of His love. And how do we receive that love? He says there is a baptism with which I must be baptized. You remember when James and John come to Him and they say, Lord, we want to sit one at Your right and the other at Your left in the kingdom of heaven. And He says, can you be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized? And what is that baptism? It is the baptism in His blood. It is His suffering on the cross. He's saying, are you willing to suffer with Me so as to reign with Me in glory? The fire of our Lord's love comes from the cross. And what happens when we open ourselves to that love? If those around us have not opened themselves to that love, there is not going to be peace. There will be division. And we see it in almost all the lives of all the saints. I think of someone like St. Thomas Aquinas. At the age of 19 years old, he makes the decision that he's going to become a Dominican priest. And what happens? His family's thrilled, right? They confine him to home for 2 years. They try every tactic to dissuade him from becoming a priest. And then when they see that everything is failing, finally they go, oh, we know what to do. They hire a prostitute to seduce him, to get rid of this vocation, right? They don't want that in their family. I think it's someone like St. Benedict. St. Benedict decides he's going to leave the world to devote himself entirely to God. He joins a group of men who have already done so. And they have become lax in their way of life. And here's Benedict striving to become a saint, seeking holiness of life. And what happens? They try to poison him. Right, these group of monks, these men who have left everything for God, and they want to get rid of this guy. Or St. John the Cross and Teresa of Avila. They look around at their Carmelite order and they say, you know what? We're not following the original rule. You know, we need to make some changes in our order. Teresa of Avila, to found new monasteries, had to travel by night because her life was in danger. St. John the Cross, his brother Carmelites, they lock him up for 9 months. They imprison him. For the rest of his life, he had scars on his back from the lashes that he received from them. Crazy, no? Why does this happen? Have you ever been around somebody who is living a good, holy, virtuous life? And you come into their presence, and all of a sudden you are immediately aware of all the ways that you are not living that life. Every once in a while, I'll come across a priest, and, you know, he's just an exemplary priest, and he's hearing confessions 9 hours a day, and he's doing all these things, and I'm immediately aware of all the ways that I'm failing. And it hurts. I go, right? I need to make a change in my way of life. I remember when my dad got home, over 20 years ago now, after a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. And he comes back and he just simply made a decision. Okay, Lord, I have not been following You as a Catholic thus far. From here on out, I'm going to do so. And he comes home to the family. And basically, he was doing 3 things. He was going to go to Mass every day. He was going to pray the rosary every day. And he was going to try to live a good, virtuous life. We wanted him out of the house, right? We couldn't stand him. I was only 12 years old. I couldn't be around my dad. If I got home and his car was in the driveway, I'd take off. I'd go to a friend's. And I didn't understand it at the time, but as the years went by, I would understand. My dad was in the light, right? He was choosing Christ. And it's like when you go to a movie and you come out of the movie theater and it's bright outside and you go, oh, right? You have to cover your eyes. You have to squint. Or you wake up in the morning and you go outside and it's already a bright, sunshiny day. and it hurts to be in the light. And my dad was in the light, and I preferred the darkness. I didn't want that. I wanted to live the way I was living. He was filled with the fire of Christ's love. And what does fire do? It burns, it consumes, it purifies. And I didn't want to be purified, so I didn't want to be around him. There was a division in our family. And it wasn't until I finally said, oh my gosh, right? My eyes were open, that the scales fall off, and I choose our Lord as well, and then there's peace. St. John of the Cross's brother, his blood brother, one time said this of him: it was impossible to spend time with my brother and remain unaffected. None who had dealings with him were unscathed by the fire of his soul. Or I think of being a roommate of St. Ignatius of Loyola when he went to college. His two roommates, Peter Faber and Francis Xavier, you would know them as St. Peter Faber and St. Francis Xavier. So here is his room with these guys, and they can't stand it. Francis Xavier, he's a ladies' man. He's ready to set the world on fire. He wants to be famous, wants to make a lot of money. And Ignatius would say to him, Francis, what would it matter if you gained the whole world and lost your soul in the process? I would have said to the university, I want a new roommate, right? What happens? Over the course of time, they are converted and they become great saints. What happened with Benedict? He founded a monastic order that has had the most members in the history of the church. St. Thomas Aquinas' entire family becomes devout after he becomes a Dominican priest. St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, they reform their order, and it's one of the most dynamic orders in the church 500 years later. The greatest decision any one of us could ever make is to choose to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and all our souls and all our strength. And what's going to happen? People around us are not going to like it. But if we love them, it's the greatest thing we can do for them, because our Lord wants to set them on fire with his love also. May we make the decision anew today to live for Christ no matter what.